Greetings. Welcome to episode 18 of Dr. Will's Software Project Leadership Podcast, a look at Pac-Man. The latest security problem reported on the Apple M1 chip, Pac-Man, is buried deep within the hardware, and no, it cannot be fixed in software. Because software is usually the last part of the system that's finished, in fact, because software is really never finished, problems discovered late in systems development are often solved in software. That doesn't always work, though. The Pac-Man problem in Apple's M1 chip was discovered by researchers at MIT and consists of an exploit targeting the pointer authentication code, the PAC. Ironically, this advanced hardware feature was supposed to make the chip more secure, but it turns out to make the system more vulnerable if exploited. Systems problems manifest themselves in all areas of life because they all depend on hardware software systems. Aircraft, for example, are heavily dependent on computers these days. I'll be talking about the software and systems failures on the Boeing 737 MAX at a later time. Gregory Travis, who's been a pilot for 30 years and a software engineer for 40 years, he said in an article in IEEE Spectrum, "I believe the relative ease, not to mention the lack of tangible cost, of software updates has created a cultural laziness within the software engineering community. Moreover, because more and more of the hardware that we create is monitored and controlled by software, that cultural laziness is now creeping into hardware engineering, like building airliners. Less thought is now given to getting a design correct and simple up front, because it's so easy to fix what you didn't get right later." Not saying this is the case in the M1, partly because it's a hardware problem that cannot be solved in software. But has software solutions to system problems become a crutch? Are unconscious assumptions made that create a less critical awareness of potential problems? Defective software is not secure. Let me repeat that. Defective software is not secure. The M1 hardware problem is the exploit, an underlying problem that can be exploited by an attacker to gain control over the machine to, quote, execute arbitrary code, close quote. That is, to do things like install keyloggers, malware, and ransomware, that kind of thing. To make use of the exploit, the hacker has to work through a vulnerability in some program running on the machine, an app that has one or more security flaws. Note the difference between a vulnerability and an exploit. Security flaws in apps are the result of common software defects. Over 90% of software security incidents are due to attackers exploiting known software defect types. Analysis of 45 e-business applications showed that 70 of the security defects were design defects. Buffer overflows or misuse of pointers can allow an attacker to take over the system. The pointer authentication code was Apple's last line of defense. That wall has been breached. So you'd best be sure that all of your application software is kept up to date so that all of the makeshift patches to the outer defenses can keep the enemy at bay. That's it for me for you for now. I hope you have a great day and a great week. You be careful out there. I'll be seeing you. Bye.